Spurling, do you have anything?
I've got a few things.
Okay.
All right, so first, I always like to point out the good things. Again, we had some art students that were recognized again tonight. That's a good thing. We have some proud teachers. We have some good teachers that also had artwork, apparently, that was placed amongst the top. My condolences again to the two deaths, student deaths we had in Cleveland County. They're in my prayers. I'd like to, so we had a gentleman that brought up wit and wisdom tonight. I do want to tell everybody, I encourage parents to let somebody know. If there's something going on in our curriculum, we're not going to know about it. Dr. Fisher may not know about it. The principals may not know about it unless a student, who's going to know about it first? The student's going to bring it home to the parents, and the parents are going to know about it. And if nobody says anything, then it doesn't go anywhere. It must be okay if nobody says anything. So if you don't agree with something that's being taught in our schools, then say something. And somebody will address it. Guarantee it. Somebody will address it. So the calendar was brought up again. And I'd like to just reiterate, this board, like we said, went round and round about the calendar, and we, everybody on this board said at one point or another that they wanted to do what was best for the teachers and the students. And that's what we're here for. When that conflicts with something else, then we'll address it. But everybody on this board said they wanted to do what was best for the students and the teachers, period. And that's why it was done. That's why that calendar won out above all other calendars. Now, if anybody in the county, well, the county, 76% of the people that voted on calendars, three options, 76% of those who participated voted for that calendar that the board voted for. So, I mean, enough said. As far as trailers, I invite everybody to go look at the facility study that was conducted in 2022. Things are happening in our county. Schools are being updated. There's sometimes that schools outgrow our pace. Can't do it fast enough. Unless somebody wins the lottery and wants to help us. I mean, Cleveland County always can use a lottery winner, right? So there was a lady come up, talked about conversation in the classroom, freedom of expression, encouraging critical thinking. Listen, nobody encourages critical thinking more than I do. Love it when students, if you can teach a student to think, they can get through any situation. Don't teach them what to think. Teach them how to think. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But there is a big difference between conversation and indoctrination. We don't want to teach students the wrong things. You know, we want them to think about, listen, I want them to think all day long about Republican versus Democrat and make up their own mind. I don't want to tell them which one I am and which one I think is best. I want them to decide where they want to go and which way what they want to go. But I guarantee, me as a teacher, I could lead them down a path all day long. And they wouldn't know the difference because they don't even know the questions to ask. So we have to trust our people to do that. Thank you for letting me speak.
Mr. Blount.
Yes. Well, I guess I'll start number one. We've had a group sitting over here on our right for months about bullying. And I am behind us taking care and us putting something together to help the bullying in our schools and the bully and the one that's getting bullied. It works both ways. And I'll just be frank with you. I've told my grandson, if he gets bullied, if somebody hits him, He better not throw the first punch, but he sure better throw the last one. And then he can come and stay at my house while he's suspended. But we need to put a committee together and get this addressed about our bullying and our bullies in our schools. We've got them. Our teachers knows who they are, or they hadn't been sitting in that class too much. And my next thing is, we do not have the money to build a new school. So I'll never be for selling Graham and Marion for one simple reason. He mentioned just a minute ago that we hired some people. I don't know where they got their numbers. I've got them right here. I went and got them. We got them in 2023, March of 23, 185 new permits of mobile homes only, brand new ones. 203 homes, that's in Cleveland County. The city of Shelby, where are we going to put these kids when Jefferson's already full? There was 13 permits, and there are 312 units out of 13 permits. So that's 312 new places for people to live, and they weren't but 13. So you can't just go on permits. That's City of Shelby. I went all the way back to 18. Folks, I'll never vote to sell those schools. Kings Mountain, 102. Now, those permits I'm talking about, they're active. They're building them. Them's not the ones that's sitting in hole and thinking about it, because right over here on Grover Street, there are 300 acres that was sold. It's going to be, but I didn't say them. I'm saying what's happening. There are 102 happening in Kings Mountain. Brinkley Meadows has got 150 homes. They're not going. In other words, those permits hadn't been settled. 102 what's been settled. And the big section over there, I'm telling you what the planning and zoning said. The planning and zoning said the big section, they done went kaput, it's up for sale. So Shelby and Cleveland County are growing. We do not need to sell any schools to nobody because we don't have the money, and we better be saving a little bit of money to do some repairing, because we're going to have them to put kids in. Thank you.